Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. And now we're going to move over to the Nashville Predator Prospects. So we're happy to bring in Director of Amateur Scouting, Jeff Kelty. And Jeff, thanks for coming on the show today. We always appreciate that.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, Jeff, I want to talk to you about your first-round pick this year in the NHL draft. Russ and I were doing the draft from the draft show from the floor on Sirius XM, and we're talking about, you know, who we think you guys might take, because in all honesty, we like to collectively, we think it's not easy, but easier to predict what you guys are going to take, because you seem to have a prototypical player that is a Nashville Predator, and then Fiala came off the board, and we sort of looked at each other a little bit surprised, and it has nothing to do with his talent, because clearly the kid's got, you know, some ridiculous puck skills and hockey sense. What was the main reasons why you guys decided we have to take this guy at 11th overall, and he'd be just too good to pass up on?
Well, we just saw him as a real elite offensive player. Like I said, his skills and his sense and his creativity, ability to make plays and score, and combine that to the way that he competes, and kind of has that fire to him that he really wants to have the puck and wants to make things happen. So I think on the whole, we just saw a player that we think can be a real high end offensive guy for us that was too good to pass up.
Yeah, he made the mistake of coming on our radio show at the draft, and we were really taken with him. I just loved the confidence that I saw on the ice was the same confidence I saw off the ice. And when he's on the ice, the puck always seems to be glued to his stick, and he has an accurate shot, and he seems to play bigger than he is.
Yeah, he definitely does. You know, he's not the tallest guy, but he's well put together, and so he can go into traffic and make plays. He can he can get in and compete for pucks in the corners and whatnot, and he's pretty determined on the puck, so I think that's part of the reason why he has it a lot. I think that, you know, size isn't really going to be much of a factor with him.
Jeff, when you're taking a look at Fiala's game as, you know, he's going to develop into an NHL player, yeah, did it impress you guys? You know, clearly he played against men last year for 17 games, and he's against men again. Is that it was his ability to play with the puck and make plays in traffic with guys converging on him and him not panicking at all. Not for, like, I never saw him panic with the puck, and always seemed to find a good outlet. Was that something that convinced you guys, okay, we're not worried about his height. Like, this is a guy who can clearly play against bigger defensemen who can skate, and he can still do those little things that could project into the NHL?
Well, yeah, it's the projection part of it. I mean, the way he handles the puck, he's got skilled, quick hands, but strong hands too, like where he can really control pucks in hard areas and make plays, and he just has that sense where he always seems to make the right play and the dangerous plays. And I mean that in an offensive way that kind of puts the opposition on their heels a little bit. And as far as, proving that he could do it against men, I mean, he played higher up pretty much the whole year last year. You know, he played in all the under-18 events with the Swiss national team. He also played, and he started out with the junior team in H371, but he came up and played very well for 17 games with the men, and then he played in the World Juniors where he was very good for Switzerland, and then played in the under-18, but then he played again in the Men's World Championship. So he has a lot of different experiences, and he really seemed like he kind of came through with flying colors in every situation that he was in last year. So he was a guy that we were certainly keying in on going to the draft.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. Jeff, next guy I want to ask you about is a player that both Russ and I talked quite a bit about last year in terms of him maybe being a sleeper pick, a guy that gets drafted, well, we were a little surprised he went to 42nd, not because he wasn't skilled, but maybe because of the Russian factor. And Vladislav Hamenev, you know, big kid at 6'2", close to 200 pounds, playing in the KHL and Magnitogorsk. What intrigued you about this player? Because this is a guy who, you know, some NHL teams may look back and go, you know, we should have took a flyer on him, because he certainly shows the hockey sense to play at a really high level and the ability to make plays, you know, and go in and, like, really shoot the puck. Like, I was pretty impressed with his ability to find spots, but make intelligent shots on net and not just blast it and have it ring around the boards.
Yeah, well, he's the type of, you know, his prototype, I guess, if you will, is the type of player that is really hard to find. You know, he's 6'2", 6'3", centerman. They can do it at both ends of the ice. You know, he's good in his own zone. He's got good two-way instincts, good defensively, but he's very talented as well. Handles the puck well. He's smooth. He makes plays. He's got an excellent shot, like you said. So, you know, when you talk about, you know, the way teams are built now, you know, with that big talent at center ice, I mean, these are difficult guys to find. We thought that he really fit that mold. You know, there's always the Russian factor that everybody knows about. But, you know, we watched the kid a lot and interviewed him multiple times and you know, talked to Mike Keenan a bit in Magnitogorsk about him. So, you know, there's risk in anything that you do as far as that stuff goes. But we felt comfortable enough with it. And, you know, I think also you're seeing that a lot of these guys are, even if they're over there for a little bit, that they are coming over. And we just felt that the player, like I said, is really right in our wheelhouse in terms of what you're looking for in terms of a big center when they can do it all.
Yeah, I thought where you got him was a great pick. He, I like his willingness and ability to play the crease. He's definitely a versatile guy. I love the skill level. Gifted on the power play, really great on the power play. Once in a while takes the bad penalty, but as he gets older, I think he'll get better at that.
Yeah, I think he's in terms of the way he plays, he's got a pretty complete approach. I mean, that's not to say that he is complete at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he needs to get stronger and continue to mature and those sorts of things. But, you know, he's playing right now, playing quite well, playing in a pretty high role for an 18-year-old over in the KHL and one of the better teams in the league. He's playing, you know, pretty much kind of bounced between the second, third line, centering the second, third line, and has produced a bit. And he's developing quite well, and we're excited about him.
Jeff, when you're looking at Hamenev's game, and yes, he's 18 and playing against men, is it your preference in terms of the player development model? Because, you know, Nashville's been very patient as their mantra with many of their players, and very few of your players jump directly into the NHL. Would you guys be more comfortable with him? And you've mentioned he's play, you know, sometimes in a second, sometimes in a third. Just to be able to play, do you want to see him play as a first-line center in the KHL for a season or two before you consider bringing him over to the NHL and be in that position of being in a more dominant role in playing against the best players in the KHL consistently?
I think that's one of those situations that you kind of monitor it as you go. You know, you see where the kid is at. You know, though he's not a number one center there now, like I said, he would be in time, and he's going to play in World Juniors and stuff like that, where he's going to get opportunities to kind of be a go to guy. So I think that it's just one of those things that you know those contractual things that you're dealing with as well in terms of when players come over. But I think that you just sort of playing it one year to the next. I think in his case, there will be sort of getting accustomed to certain things when he comes over, coming from Russia. But, with any of these guys, no matter what their situation is, where they're playing, where they're coming from, you know, like you said, our motto is to never have any huge rush with it, because we want them to get there, but when they get there, we also want them to have success for a long time. So we'll just sort of play it as it goes.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey. serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Jeff Kelty, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Nashville Predators. And Jeff, one of the last guys I want to ask you about, and I'm curious because he's a guy that, you know, on our draft show we talked quite a bit about, and we were intrigued to see where he went, whether it would be in late in the first or down to late in the second. That's Jack Dougherty, who's now a freshman at the University of Wisconsin. And, you know, a smart defenseman who moves the puck well, almost sort of like if you're looking at the prototypical of what the NHL defensemen have become, are guys that have mobility, have intelligence, could move the puck, not necessarily puck rushers, but guys who can make a smart first pass and be able to move the puck in transition. And is that sort of what you envision with Jack, a guy who also can play responsible defensively as well?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. You know, he's a two-way defenseman. You know, he's a good skater. He competes hard, competes well in one-on-one situations, and you know, can kill penalties and those sorts of things. So he's an all-around type of guy. He's at the University of Wisconsin as a freshman now. They're a young team, so there may be some ups and downs, some struggles for them at times this year. But in his situation, I think he's playing a lot so far. So I think that's a good development situation for him. And I think that he'll have a chance to compete for hopefully a job on the U.S. World Junior team at Christmas time. So we like him as a player. We're real happy with where we got him. We think he's in a good spot in terms of his development.
Yeah, I thought he was a guy that could have gone at the end of the first round, and where you got him I thought was really great. I actually had him ranked as the fifth best defenseman in the draft because some of the reasons that you said. I love the way he can work himself out of trouble. I like the way he strips the puck. He doesn't always have to be physical, but he's very adept at stripping it. And his defense awareness was really high. Not to say he doesn't have an excellent shot, because he does, and he has a really good first pass. And so I saw a lot of that. And I said to myself, if he puts that together in a few years, that's a really good package. And I felt like a lot of other people that do this, what Shane and I do, were sort of sleeping on him a bit.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot to like about him as a player. Like I said, he contributes at both ends. He moves the puck well. He needs to get stronger. But the one thing about him is, too, is when you look at where he came from the U.S. program, he only spent 1 year there, and they train quite hard there. But he played his, underage year back in high school in Minnesota, so he really only had 1 year of training there with the program. So he kind of, in that sense, maybe would have been a year behind as far as the physical training. But he still has plenty of room to grow and develop in that sense. And I know that he'll get that type of training and structure that he needs in Wisconsin. So, like I said, we think he's a real good all-around player and in a real good situation to develop.
Jeff, when I look at Jack Dougherty and I look at a player who currently made the jump into the NHL, before we let you go, I just want to make this comment. Is he reminds me a lot of Damon Severson in the way where he's kind of understated, but makes such a smart first pass. He seems to always be where he needs to be, and maybe one of those players who ends up playing better at an NHL level with better players around him. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how he develops. But, Jeff, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We always appreciate your great insight, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink.
No problem, guys. Like I said, thanks for having me, and I'll see you around.
That's Jeff Kelty, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Nashville Predators. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. We come back on Hour 2. We're going to talk about the Calgary Flames prospects and some prospects for the upcoming 2015 draft right after these important messages.